or healthnow.com.
America, welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Maybe you're headed out over the weekend to chop down a tree that you're going to put in your house, or you're out to buy a fake one somewhere at one of the big box stores. We have our little poll that we're taking, let's say, of phony or real. Which are you? The live tree variety or the I'll take mine in a box, thank you very much. It's a big thing with me because it's always been a family tradition that you go and get the tree. Even when I was dog tired doing the broadcasting thing, moving around the country, living in Las Vegas, living in Albuquerque, New Mexico, living in the central coast of California, I somehow always managed to get a live tree. Once it was a little dead, a pinyon tree. I should have known it. An old boyfriend picked it out. He thought he was doing me a favor, but there was a lot of dead branches on that tree. But darn it, I had a live tree. I have never, ever had a fake tree. A lot of you have sent emails about fake versus real. It's a weird little debate that started on the show a couple of shows ago. We're continuing that conversation. It's perfect because they just had the Christmas tree lighting in Washington, and the tree was kind of significant this year for different reasons because the tree is not actually the White House lawn. It's outside of the White House, and it's in a unique area, a big tree that had been around for a long time and had blown down, had been knocked down, basically. That tree was replaced by another tree, 26-footer, out of Colorado, and just a beauty, and they had the official lighting, and that's gone on since Coolidge days when he was the president. And I think that's the tradition that a lot of Americans still try to carry on in their own houses, doing the whole lighting thing and putting up the strings of popcorn or tinsel or making them different ornaments on the trees, getting ornaments wherever you go. Not that you can't get different ornaments and do those kind of things with a fake tree, but it just does not look the same to me. It's just not the same thing. So shame on all of you who live in these beautiful areas. Support local businesses and get a cut tree that they're selling. Come on now. It's cheaper. And then you don't have to deal. See, people complain about having to deal with the live tree, but then you don't have to deal with shoving it in a box and putting it up in the attic and getting in the crawl space and finding a spot for it and remembering where you put it and all that other nonsense. You don't have to deal with it. Hey, speaking of nonsense, right at the get-go here at the top of the show, Kane, in or out? I mean, at this point, I'm telling you, I think this audience just doesn't even want to debate it. It's like, okay, well, just tell me the inevitable. If he's out, he's out. What's next? And really what's happened here is Kane has had to tell his wife, wants to have a discussion with her face-to-face because he's been on the road, and he's saying that his wife didn't know that he was financially helping out this Atlanta businesswoman, Ginger White, that it wasn't something that she was aware of, and she's claiming she had a 13-year affair with him. You all know that by now. You know, where's the proof is always what so many of us say. Where's the proof? Show us the proof. And now you've got cell phone records that show all kinds of crazy calls. And an attorney for Herman Cain, though, is saying, okay, you want to show these cell phone records? Well, let's see all of the phone records. Let's test the credibility. Let's take it to this woman. Give us the whole truth. Let us see the records. Let us see everything. And the attorney, Cain's attorney, Lynn Wood, is saying, I got some questions about the credibility here. Give us the whole truth then, not a selective version, not part of this. Let's get it all. Let's get the whole thing. Now, she requested also a record of the calls, the text messages, emails sent or received by White in the weeks leading up to her first interview with that Fox affiliate in Atlanta, because now what she wants to know is, what is the motivation for coming forward in this? Why is this happening now, because he's running for president? What's the reason for that? The cell phone records show contact between White and Kane at all hours of the day and night, and they pop up in October and in November, too. So there's no doubt about those numbers. They were easy to check, and that's out there. Kane sent a message to his reporters denying the affair immediately when it first broke open, and said that she's a troubled woman who's using national media to come up with this fabricated, unsubstantiated story. But in an interview with one of the morning shows on Wednesday of this week, she was pretty much sticking to the story, saying, I can't make this up, and I wouldn't want to make this up. I'm not fabricating anything, whatsoever. So we'll see where this all ends up for Kane. I mean, Kane saying that he helped her financially, and he told people that as much. He said, I've given her money, but it was not sex for cash. But what does that mean? He said that she was a friend and she needed a supportive hand to better her life, and she's abusing the friendship. Wow. Do you think that there's any shred of truth in that? You think that, why doesn't... Here's what I would say. Then just produce your own records. Produce your own records, and you don't have to worry about it. And forget the whole proving thing. Prove it on the other side. But I don't think he's doing a great job of denying the allegations. So does he drop out? Does he stay? If they're completely false, I don't know. Here's the thing. Any of you know this as well as I do. I mean, what's the one thing in life you can't stand? I don't care what your personality type is. Nobody likes to be blindsided. Nobody wants to get called out on things they didn't do. So, to me, maybe some things have been exaggerated or blown out of proportion in all of these different cases, but I gotta say the jig is up. I mean, come on, 13 years giving money to some woman without your wife knowing, what gives there? What comes in return? So he's out. It's just a question, I think. He's out. It's just a question of what day it happens. Is it going to happen over the weekend? Does it happen Friday heading into the weekend? Does it happen next week? And we don't know the answer to that one. But his numbers have dropped, but they are not completely off the radar. So there are still some people that are backing him in opinion polls, but the money is also drying up, and without the money, you cannot make a serious run at this incumbent president, especially when he thinks he needs $1 billion to win re-election. So if you're going to go after somebody who's spending $1 billion on ads and sprinkling the money all over the place, you've got to have a pretty decent-sized war chest. That's just the way it is. It seems ridiculous, doesn't it? But you have to have it. All right, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, a little more on the political side. Fannie and Freddie, more nonsense there. Crazy, out of control salaries and whatnot. And a push to help small businesses. Oh, yeah. I'm on board with that. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's S-E-A-L-A-N-E.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's what he goes there for. See him lock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleigh. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
One quick word to the wise, because of what's going on with Kane and the whole cell phone records thing and all that nonsense. Consider this a tip. You've been tipped by ATN. There's this thing called Carrier IQ. I saw a story on it the other day. You know what Carrier IQ is? Well, I'm going to tell you. It's a piece of software that's in your mobile phone. It logs everything that you do, the website you browse, all that kind of stuff, the text messages, everything. It's supposedly, again, a diagnostic tool that is crucial to assess and troubleshoot, you know, the, whatever the network things are going. But it's a recording app, and this has been under the radar apparently for a long time. I never heard of it. So now security researchers, because of everything that's going on with being hacked, have dug into this. And they're starting to tell people, yeah, just so you know, if you're concerned about privacy and security, guess what you have, what you're holding in your hand. The Carrier IQs have such detailed tracking capabilities that, you know, the manufacturers themselves know exactly what's going on. So it shows how little any of us, the customers, really know, even the carriers know about what's on your phone, what you're doing with your phone. And, you know, it's like the Android stuff. You got everything on the Android. The developer of the Android actually posted was posting some of the tracking capabilities and showed how the software that runs on this 3D Android phone that so many people get logs all your key presses, the text, the full URL of every website, all of that. All of that. But there is a security thing that encrypts it so that you can't, so there's, it does kind of stop some of the tracking. I don't, it doesn't make me feel comfortable. Everything you do, everything is right there. I guess somehow, and maybe this is cynical, I've always thought that we're all on lists somewhere. They're always listening, right? Isn't that what they say? They're out there and they're listening, but there's just more proof of it, I guess. All right, are you listening to this? I'll tell you what, this is one that is infuriating to me, and it has to do with Fannie and Freddie, because once again, we do the, let's do the perp walk on the hill, and the perp walk on the hill, the problem with it is, it's not used before something happens, it's always after disaster strikes. I mean, it's easy when we're shocked and furious over some nonsense that's revealed about people being overpaid with taxpayer money for somebody in Congress to have a hearing and react to it and grill the people in front of them. So that's exactly what happened to the heads of Fannie and Freddie Mac. They testified before a House panel. They were asked to justify spending like $74,000 for dinners at a conference. I would even question why they were at a conference. But we need more money to pay the best people around, and we don't have enough money, so will you lend us some more money? Will you give us some more money? What, so we can go off to these conferences and these dinners and things? I mean, come on. We live in the age where they're tracking us on our phones. And we knew how to do video conferencing. We knew how to Skype. You can't Skype people and have a conference? Really? They have to go to this? It's that vital? It's going to, what, save money, do something different for Fannie or Freddie? Baloney. So I'm glad in a way that they were asked about it, except for that it's too late. This is after the fact. After the fact. And they were asked about executive pay, specifically Fannie and Freddie, because now they're being asked to also justify that they're paying people $2.8 and $35 million, somewhere in that neighborhood. And the answer is to have the top people in place in that kind of work, they have to be paid that kind of money because, you ready for this? They make the necessary risky decisions, really. And they make poor decisions that have led to the toppling of neighborhoods across America. You wonder why we're upset with this? That somebody makes that kind of money? I mean, come on, give me a break. I don't have a problem. You know, listen, capitalism works, and I have no problem with that. We've done well in America with capitalism. The problem is we're the taxpayers. We're paying that. And I don't feel as though these people that are just too good to let slip away have done such a great job. Why are they asking for more money then? Not just for these raises, but for other things they need. It makes absolutely no sense. But it's too late, and that's the fact of it. Speaking of too late, a lot of people were confused about the payroll tax extension. And in a nutshell, it's pretty easy to explain. You now, by now, you don't notice it, but when it first came into play, you would notice, you know, this past year, that in your paycheck, maybe you're getting 50 or 75 more or something, whatever it translates to by the time you take the taxes out of the tax break. And altogether, it might be 800 to 1,000, maybe a little more, maybe a little bit less. So there's been this tug of war over whether to extend the payroll tax cut that you see the little bit of the increments monthly in your check. But the Democrats and the Republicans blocked their competing proposals, so it did not happen. The Dems' plan to extend and expand the payroll tax cut was set to expire at the end of the year, of course, would also throw on a 3.25% tax on income over $1 million to pay for the $200 billion for the extension. Taxpayers with an income. Wow, it's actually even more than I thought for some. It depends on your income. Taxpayers with an income of $50,000 would benefit by about $1,500 a year. So $800 to $1,500, depending on what you make. But it doesn't matter at this point. There's nothing. It's not there now. It won't be there at the end of the year unless somebody comes up with the magic potion. The Senate Republicans said forget about the Dems. They didn't get their 60 votes because of their angle of putting the tax on it. So it was 51 to 49. There's no way that the Republicans were going to go for the taxes. Obama blamed the Republicans immediately and said they chose to raise taxes on 160 million hardworking Americans because they refused to ask for a few 100,000 millionaires and billionaires to pay their fair share. A Republican alternative, what they wanted was to freeze discretionary government spending and cut federal jobs, raise Medicare costs for Americans with incomes above $750,000 a year, and that got blocked by opposition from both parties. So that was 2078. I don't know. Here we're saying $750,000 a year. I don't know. I do know this. I know that there is no consensus. There's nothing but logjam and just rhetoric that comes out of Washington that people are so tired of. Now, I wonder why the congressional approval ratings are in the toilet. They should be in the toilet. All right, so speaking of that, here's a couple of reactions to it. Gingrich goes off on that payroll tax extension thing, and Jay Carney had his two cents from the White House point of view.
Not that I know of. I mean, again, given the nature of the modern world, whatever is there, I'm sure it'll come out in the end. I'm going to be the nominee. I mean, it's very hard not to look at the recent polls and think that the odds are very high I'm going to be the nominee.
We hope and expect that in the end we will get the kind of tax relief for middle-class Americans that they deserve in this economic situation.
All right, so if Gingrich is the nominee and if he were the president, besides free turkeys, everybody would get the payroll tax extension, only it wouldn't be on the backs of the wealthy Americans, and that's what everybody running on the Republican side is pretty much sticking to, and that's what the Republicans, for the most part, are saying out of D.C. But the bottom line is, December 31st, it expires, so you will see that you will have lack of that increase. What you'll see is less money in the check, unless somehow they come up with an agreement. I think they still will. In the beginning of the day, because this went into the nighttime hours on Thursday, in the beginning of the day, John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, was pretty confident that some kind of a deal was going to happen. He didn't think that it was going to get blown up, I think, on the Democratic and the Republican side. But I believe in the next couple of weeks they'll come up with some way to fund it and figure out a way to push it through. Coming up, we've got We Can Count, and then we're going to the movies.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show, Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatanShow.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Sadly, jobless claims unexpectedly jump above 400,000. So what does it all mean? Yep, everything is about the numbers, isn't it? We got to quantify things. Well, let's quantify this. A lot of people are out of work. Weekly applications for the unemployment benefits rose 6,000. So you adjust that, that's 402,000. The Labor Department releases those statistics once a month. Applications have been below 400,000 for three straight weeks. So it's unchanged. It's at, you know, right at that 400,000. The average fell to a 7-month low a couple of weeks ago and excited some people thinking, oh, maybe things are turning in a different direction. But the weekly apps were declining. So this is one day before the government reports on job growth in November. Economists are saying that employers added about 125,000 jobs while the unemployment rate stayed at 9% for the second straight month. Job growth would be an improvement from October. The economy added 80,000 jobs. So it's not keeping pace. If you think about our population, that's way out of whack. But we already know that. I mean, these are numbers that we're not surprised by. If you're cruising down the road, listen to America Tonight, and you hear me say this, you're very much aware of what's happening because you look around your neighborhoods and, you know, you see what's going on. That's why it's a very strange thing to say, but this is why it's a good time for entrepreneurs because you have to strike out on your own almost. There are not a lot of options for people because those jobs, so many of those jobs have gone away.
And that's why, and we can count, this fits right in nicely, thank you very much, when a Republican and a Democrat come up with an idea for small business. Chuck Schumer, longtime Democratic senator from New York, and Pat Toomey, Republican from Pennsylvania, came up with legislation on Thursday they say is going to create jobs because this will facilitate the private-public transition from small business. And they're saying that small and medium-sized businesses are absolutely essential for economic recovery, but there's so much that you have to go through when trying to do an IPO, an initial public offering, and that this capital formation and access to capital is the most important factor. Of course it is. Banks not lending is part of the problem. The banks were too big to fail. They sucked up all the money, much better than my Hoover vacuum, and they're hanging on to it. They're not lending it, and that's key to making those smaller to medium businesses really, really, really click. If you don't have the money, you don't have the capitalization, you know, how are those companies going to flourish? They're talking about emerging growth companies, that's what they're calling them, with less than $1 billion in revenue and $700 million in publicly traded shares. They could create that because that would drive the economy, because the number of IPOs have been declining. If they have this legislation that would create a on-ramp for small businesses to go public, they think that they could grow companies. 11 to 15% of companies at any time could be eligible for the program. So then you'd start to do the math on that and you crunch the numbers, and the numbers would fuel the economy if really that was happening. But I think it's tricky. It's going to be tricky for them to get the backing for it. I don't know that they're going to be able to get the bipartisan cooperation on that one. Maybe. I mean, that's the idea. I like the fact that they're going after that market, because that's key. All right, since we're sticking with government here for a second, the Senate did approve $662 billion for the defense bill. They ignored the presidential veto threat, so the democratically controlled Senate said, forget it, they approved it, and it's going to require that the military would hold suspected terrorists linked to Al-Qaeda or any of its affiliates, even if you're captured here in America. The vote was overwhelming, 93-7. It authorizes money for military personnel. Thank goodness. They shouldn't have money withheld. Weapons, any of those weapon systems, national security programs in the Energy Department, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan in the fiscal year that started October 1st. So they were running on empty, to be sure. And it's $27 billion less than what President Obama requested, and $43 billion less than what Congress gave the Pentagon this year. Because, you know, they're winding down Iraq and Afghanistan. That's one of the big things there. Right before the passage, the Senate unanimously backed crippling sanctions on Iran, because we see that Tehran is developing a nuclear weapon, you think. And that also outweighed some of our concerns about driving up oil prices that would hit us at the gas pump. The vote 100-0. Unanimous, baby. So the Senate's version of the defense bill still has to be, they call it reconciling it, has to be reconciled with a House pass deal in the next couple of weeks of the congressional session. That should happen. That should happen. But, you know, what's interesting is that the defense secretary, Panetta, and the FBI director, Robert Mueller, both oppose the one provision that everybody has been arguing about, the provision as to being held if you're suspected to be a terrorist linked to anybody that's a jihadist organization, and even people that are ultimately picked up, arrested in the United States. They're saying they can't accept anything that challenges or constrains the president's authority to collect intelligence and to incapacitate dangerous terrorists and protect the nation, blah, 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 blah. The White House said that the veto threat still stands. So we haven't heard the last word, I think, on that. A couple of weeks left, and then everybody goes. It becomes a ghost town couple of Christmas parties and everybody hits the highway no matter where they are in the middle of legislation or not. So I think they'll get to it, though. I think they'll wrap that one up, in other words. Ooh, this is scary. When you think of playing the lottery, you know, sometimes what people will say in a lot of the television commercials to pump up the lottery and get people to buy lottery tickets, what they'll say is, first of all, somebody has to win, but the lottery supports education. Thousands of Tennessee students might see scholarships, they say, cut in half because they've got a multi-million dollar deficit in that state in the education fund that's supposed to be kept afloat by lotto money. But it's not happening because they're seeing, I mean, it's weird because the lotto is seeing record sales, but the money, the percentage that goes to the scholarship program isn't as high as it was in the past or they think it should be and all of that. The fund has an $8 million deficit in 2011, and they could see a deficit as high as, they say, $20 million. So it's that transferring the money over. Under what they have, that proposal, it's the Tennessee Education Lottery Corporation. Under the proposal, students, once they meet the whatever the standards are for the grade point average and ACT scores, they get $2,000 a semester university scholarship. If they only meet the minimum standards, then it's just halved. So you have to have a 3.0 GPA and a 21 score in the ACT or, you know, whatever. But, hey, if the money's not there, the lottery is doing well. But if the money isn't being allocated in that direction, it doesn't matter what the grades are. It doesn't matter what the qualifications are. They're not going to get the money. I mean, that's the bottom line. And so will they flip that around, that equation? This is a sad story, but it counts because it fits into the numerical qualification for this segment. And when I saw it at first, I was like, oh, boy, I hate to hear it. These bullying things are so crazy. It's rough to be a kid in some areas of the country. It's also rough to be, really anywhere. It's rough to be a kid with the whole bullying thing that's happening that's so serious. A teenage girl was beaten inside a Detroit school restroom. Other girls watched and they recorded it. Of course, they have their cell phones that are tracking everything. They flipped open their phones and they filmed it, right? Whatever happened to having gym where you had to worry about trying to jump over the wooden horse and if you were going to get a decent grade in math? Boy, those days are long gone. You know what they do? They call this game 30 seconds. And what happens is an eighth grader pummels another one while the group stands on egging it to happen. They tape it and they time it. That's what they do. They time it. So 30 seconds, it's over. Scratches, broken glasses, that kind of thing. Girl fighting. Eighth grade. Wow. 30 seconds. Well, we didn't have any 30-second games in my grammar school or my high school. Can you imagine? And that's what they're dealing with. Yeah. You know, I started off the beginning of the hour talking about cell phones and the whole tracking thing and how scary that is. You don't realize all the stuff that's being recorded there just simply by hitting the keys of your phone. But we used to call it butt dialing. You know, when you first got an iPhone or the phone, you weren't used to it, and you'd hit a phone number by accident, and it would happen so easy. In Chicago, they're saying they've had a lot of problems with this. 911 is the number that gets called. It gets called so many times. They say about 500 times a month, somebody mistakenly hits the 911 button from the cell phone, and they truly believe that's what it is. Somebody putting the phone in their jeans or pulling it out in their purse or sitting on their cell phone, and it speed dials 911. That's a problem. Movies next.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Come away with me in the night.
The hottest ticket at the movies right now, if you have teenagers, you probably know about it. It's called The Breaking Dawn Part 1. It's vampire meets werewolf meets shapeshifter meets, you know, anything you can possibly think of. I call it the teenage vampire series that, the Twilight Saga that really just took off. And it's been out for now a couple of weeks, going into its third week. I think it's still going to be pretty big at the box office. And The Muppets is going to be big the next couple of weeks, too, because kids are going to start to get out of school, and I think it's found a certain audience. We have a whole slate of new movies out this week, and maybe to take a break and get away from all the nonsense, you're going to decide to go to the movies. So this is our cheap little movie review here on America Tonight. The first movie that we're going to look at is called Answers to Nothing.
Tell her the truth.
Listen, in human relations, kindness and lies are worth a thousand truths.
All I ask is that if anybody sees Christy Dillon or knows anything about her whereabouts, please contact 911 so we can get her back here where she belongs.
I'm so sorry.
You're 40 minutes late, Ryan.
I got stuck with a client.
We searched your truck, and we found a strand of hair that belonged to Christy Dillon.
I don't know why you guys don't just arrest that neighbor.
scary raising kids here. There's so many bad things, bad people.
It's been 9 years. He's never coming back. I don't know why my mother can't get that through her skull.
He lies to her. He's the one you should be angry with. You think he's guilty? I know he is.
Hey, what are you doing? Where are you going?
To look out for someone.
You are relentless in the way that you ask me.
Love, there's no litmus test for it, is there?
Questions of my days in the city.
Do you love her?
I'm starting to think that I'm not so certain what that word means.
I mean, how do you know? How do you know that I love you? I mean, really, you don't know.
I trust your mom.
All right, Answers to Nothing. It's a missing girl case in Los Angeles, and it's about finding ways of redemption. Some estranged marriage and all kinds of different scenarios going on here. It's R, definitely. And the movie is almost 2 hours long. What's interesting is comedian Dane Cook is in it. Julie Benz makes an appearance. Barbara Hershey is in this movie as well. And it's gotten some pretty good buzz. So we'll see. I mean, it's kind of a dark, it's not a comedy. It's kind of a dark movie, actually. A different departure for Dane Cook, to be sure. It might find a little bit of an audience. I can't imagine, though, it's going to bust out at the box office if we're measuring movies that way. I don't think so. All right, the next movie is Shame.
You're the man. Your pitch? Amazing, amazing. Nailing it. Nailing it.
How'd it go last night?
Good night.
Uh-huh. It's doing it tonight.
And my sister's playing downtown somewhere.
I stayed for a few days. I used to be angry.
That's my boss.
Hey, do you want to play?
Your hard drive is filthy. I mean, it is dirty.
Slowly.
I'm trying to help you.
How are you helping me, huh? You come in here, and you're a weight on me. You're a burden.
When we get out of here, I can take you somewhere.
We're family. We're meant to look after each other.
Hey, Romeo. Oh.
Brother, please, will you pick up the phone?
The dramatic music once again, and this movie, Shame, is kind of a twisted deal. It's about a New Yorker who's not great with women, but is a compulsive addict when it comes to just sex. Oh, and he's got a crazy little sister that moves into his apartment. That sounds like a recipe for disaster to me. I like one of the actresses in it, Carrie Mulligan, but I think I'm going to skip this one. It's a short movie. 1 hour and 39 minutes, probably because they ran out of a reason to keep watching it. Here's an oldie but a goodie. This might be decent. It's called Sleeping Beauty.
Thank you for coming. Such a pleasure to see such a unique
PJ. Let me tell you how things should proceed. I'll describe the job, and then, if you're interested, we'll discuss particulars. You will be working with other girls, some of whom will have more responsibilities. There is room for promotion. We rely on mutual trust and discretion, and I'm obliged to tell you there are heavy penalties. Very heavy penalties for any breaches of discretion. Am I clear?
It's not a game.
You are very beautiful. Very talented.
But we're going to make you even more beautiful. Even more talented.
Once again, not a very uplifting movie, but it's about a university student that is pretty passive. She lets a coin flip decide the outcome of who she's going to fool around with. What kind of movies do we have this week? And so she answers an ad in a student newspaper, and she interviews for a job, but secretly they're taping her and following her. Oh, that sounds pretty scary, doesn't it? And Emily Browning, who's a hot young ingenue, is starring in this. That might be the only thing that's good about it. It's not rated, and it looks pretty weak to me. It looks like a movie that you're half asleep on the couch, and you happen to flip on it, or it's flipping around 5 years from now, and you say, didn't that woman on the radio talk about that and say that it wasn't a very long movie and that was the good thing? So nothing great that just knocks off my socks this week. But coming up, there's a whole bunch of good movies. If you like the Sherlock Holmes stuff, A Game of Shadows, that's back again. So there's another edition there. A book that I read that maybe some of you might have read called The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is coming up, and that stars Daniel Craig, who is still the current James Bond. There's a movie with Matt Damon coming out over the holidays called We Bought a Zoo. There's War Horse. That looks like that could be pretty good. So we have cheap movie reviews in the near future to look forward to. I'll say that much. If you do decide to go to the movie or movies, good luck. And make sure you sneak in your own popcorn. It's cheaper.